KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Today, my guest is from the Montana Healthcare Association. We have the Executive Director, Rose Hughes. How are you today, Rose?
Just fine, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're with us today. We want to talk about keeping older adults safe in the current healthcare emergency, and I think this is a really important thing. We're excited to learn that at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, they have not had any single cases of the coronavirus up there, but they have put some really stringent guidelines in place in order to make that happen. So talk with me a little bit about the Montana Healthcare Association and your role with all of our nursing homes.
Well, the Healthcare Association is an organization that represents long-term care facilities across the state. So that's skilled nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, in-home care agencies, all of the folks who work with our elderly population. Typically, we're providing various forms of advocacy, education, and support of all types to our members to help them in their role to provide high-quality care to our seniors. I've been the executive director for... Go ahead.
No. How has our current emergency affected the nursing homes and assisted living facilities?
It has really changed everything, I think, for them, other than their basic mission, which is to take care of our seniors. We've had new federal guidelines and regulations coming at us regularly during this entire time. There have been the emergency orders by the governor. Facilities have had to greatly enhance their infection control processes. They've had to scramble to obtain PPE for for the workers and residents under different circumstances. There's been staffing and workforce issues that have been different for them. They've had to implement a ban on visitors and communal dining, which has been very, very difficult on residents and families. And they have increasing staffing needs at a time when it's more difficult to get more staff.
Sure.
And to even keep the staff you have.
So what are you able to do at your level to help alleviate some of these problems that they're having?
We have really served as a almost a clearinghouse for information and to answer questions. We've tried to be the best source of information we can for our members and to make sure they have everything they have. We've even, branched out and provided all of the information to those facilities that aren't members of the association. We just think it's important that everybody have what they need at this time. But that's included. It's included monitoring, all sorts of federal directives and guidance, everything from the president's task force to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to the CDC, a lot of contact with the congressional delegation, more conference calls and webcasts than I can care to talk about.
Yeah.
We're all learning something there. I think we're learning the pros and cons of technology for sure. But we're monitoring everything at the state level also. There's directives, guidance, and conference calls. There's, funding issues. There's regulatory issues. We did work with the state Medicaid folks, and they approved a temporary rate add-on, for Medicaid during this emergency so that the increased costs that the facilities are experiencing, so that they can help pay for that.
Sure.
through the Medicaid program. So there's just a great deal of activity. We even, got involved with folks that we don't typically get involved in, such as the local emergency services, coordinators in terms of trying to help our facilities get the PPE they need and things, you know, things of that sort. So there's been a lot to do.
Well, since you brought up PPE, I want to dive a little deeper into that with Montana Healthcare Association's Executive Director Rose Hughes right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community, that's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
My guest today is Montana Healthcare Association's Executive Director, Rose Hughes. So, Rose, let's talk about personal protective equipment, PPE. How are we managing that?
That has been a challenge. It has been in limited supply since the very, beginning of this health emergency. And it has been a scramble. I think the facilities all use, their own supply chains and so forth first to try to get what they need. But typically, it has not been, everything is back ordered and they've had some difficulty. So we've turned to the state, and we've actually gotten some PPE. Through the state from the, when they receive shipments from the federal stockpile, then our facilities are able to get, a share of that. Most recently, we have, there's a shipment coming directly from FEMA, actually, that facilities should be receiving within the next week or so. And that was just an allocation that was made out directly from the federal FEMA agency out to every nursing facility in the country. So that's coming, but it's a struggle. Everyone is working hard and reporting. We're part of a state. Our facilities, I think, for the first time, are part of a statewide system where the state has reporting about your PPE needs and what you have on hand and that sort of thing. So we've been participating in that.
Let's move over now to another issue you brought up earlier, and that's staff and workforce in senior communities and the costs involved in that.
Well, some things have happened that I certainly didn't expect, and that, I think the average person might not think of when you look at what's going on with this. But we've had vastly increased staffing needs because of the screening that's going on. We're screening staff when they come and go from the facility. We're screening residents. We're screening the few outsiders that do come in, whether it's to do some emergency service, on the boiler or those kinds of things. We're really having to have someone, stationed at the doors to do screening. We're The increased cleaning and disinfecting is huge. It's so much more of it going on than would be typical. And then there's increased one-on-one time with our residents. They're mostly in their rooms. They're not getting visitors. So the staff has to be there, for meals, for activities, and, to just generally keep them engaged at what's a really difficult time for them. Staff is spending a lot of time with residents, helping them use the devices. That's the way they're staying in touch with their families. So whether it's FaceTime or Zoom or, whatever that mechanism is, most of our residents don't aren't accustomed to using, you know, mm-hmm. those devices. And so it's there's a lot of staff time helping them stay in touch with the families. And I think the staff is spending a lot more time in increased communication with families, because families are more stressed and worried when they can't see their loved ones. So the costs are all of those things equal increased costs, and add to that that the prices are higher for PPE because it's limited.
Sure.
Prices are higher for cleaning products, disinfectants. Then you have the increased staff hours and overtime. So the costs have been very, very significant, and the staff time has significantly increased.
Oh, sure. My gosh, this is just a ton of challenges here, many things that most of us don't think about. The one thing we are seeing is these heartbreaking stories and pictures of people talking with their family and their parents through glass, like sitting outside and looking through the window at them. This is just a heartbreaking scenario. And the question, of course, is this going to end anytime soon?
Well, we're really hoping it will. And I think there's some help on the horizon, or some reason to be somewhat optimistic. I think, first of all, we're fortunate in Montana that our cases, you know, our cases are down. The things that have been going on are working. And so I think we're seeing our way through this. But specifically for the, you know, residents and families in the nursing homes and assisted living facilities, you know, these are going to be the last places to open, really, and have, you know, more normal visitation and so forth. But what's in the mix right now, I think, is that we have had we have had some direction from the federal government with respect to the nursing facilities. Just within the last day or two, they put out some guidelines about how to allow more visitation in nursing homes. What kinds of things need to be in place? What are the phases you go through to open this up so you can have a more normalized situation for these residents? We're also looking forward to perhaps outdoor visits, because with the weather getting nicer, being outdoors and providing some distancing might be an answer to begin to have some visitation.
Yeah.
So that things can get a little more normal, because they've been very difficult for the families and residents. There's no question about that.
We'll have some concluding thoughts from Rose Hughes, the Executive Director of the Montana Healthcare Association, after this. Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate, under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about the residences, call 752-9625, 752-9625. Or visit ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Today, my guest is Montana Healthcare Association's Executive Director, Rose Hughes, as we kind of conclude our thoughts here today. What do you think that we can do in the coming weeks to step up and help with more testing and changes in visitation and things like that?
Well, I think right now there's a major initiative going on around the state for testing of all residents and staff of both the nursing homes and the assisted living facilities. And our organization and all of our facilities are collaborating with the state health department to get as much testing done as possible. So that's going to be an ongoing initiative, I think, for the next, perhaps month or so, to get it all done. It's already started. And that'll allow us to establish a baseline. Then it will be more, it'll be easier to do testing just on an as-needed basis, or if there are outbreaks in a community, then the ability to step up testing in the facilities to make sure that it's not coming in. So I think we have a good testing program underway that will again help us to normalize, because if we can test and we can know what we have going on both in the outside community and within our facilities, that's going to be a big help. And I think, as you know, as I indicated earlier, the visitation, I think we're going to begin to see some phasing in, whether it's outdoors, whether there's other kinds of, you know, things we can do. But I do think visitation is being addressed. There have even been a couple of work groups formed at the, you know, at the state level to visit with, to bring together gerontologists and facilities and the health department to try really hard to figure out how can we get visitors into these facilities to see, to be with these residents and also still keep those residents safe. So I think it's something that we're working on, and there should be better news in the coming days and weeks.
Well, Rose, we sure appreciate all the work that you're doing on behalf of all the people living in assisted living and care facilities around the state. The Montana Healthcare Association's Executive Director, Rose Hughes. Rose, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And, you know, can I just give a shout out to our nursing home and assisted living staff, because they have kept our seniors safe across Montana in this very challenging time.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.